You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. The Fat Babies, whom I will proclaim loudly from the top of my voice whenever I can, playing I Surrender Dear. We're also recorded last year a fine album called Chicago Hot on Delmark, and that's brand new. They also have a great one on Rivermont. You should get both of those. And the Rivermont one, you can get it as an LP, and it's beautiful. But both of them are great, and that would be Bo Sample on bass. Andy Shum, whom we admire greatly, on cornet, and John Otto, whom we also admire a lot and have heard both of them live and appreciate them deeply. Dave Bach on trombone, wonderful, yes. Paul Asaro on piano and really handles it well. Jake Sanders on tenor banjo, Alex Hall on drums. Great band all the way around, and If you're in Chicago, I think they're playing at some barbecue stand or something, but they should be playing somewhere. They should get a good... Go and see them. Go and see them and put a 20 in the till, because, you know, whatever. You drop it in the bucket there, because they... Or, you know, whatever you can afford, but my goodness, they're good. But this is Radiola, and yes, I like plugging. That's what I do. I'm gonna miss that for a little while, because I'm sort of you know, off the treadmill. But even so, I do appreciate all those people, and I'll keep promoting them whenever I can. And I'm 80 senior, as I said, because I, you know, I'm just taking a breath or five. Mose Tapiero, one of the few virtuosi on the ocarina, playing the Merry Widow Waltz, Vedova Allegra, it says on the label. That was by Franz Lehár, of course, and this is about 1910, I'm guessing, but he's astonishingly good.
Thank you.
Whitey Kaufman's original Pennsylvania Serenaders in 1924, Charleston Cabin, and there is a strain in there, I believe you could consider it the verse, which sounds a lot like a song that came out a little later called The Gambler's Blues, a.k.a. St. James Infirmary, but it's certainly the same tune. But it was in Charleston Cabin in 1924. Then they took it out of the cabin and took it down to the infirmary. Before that, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and I was amazed to find this, 1921, Golly Wog's Cakewalk by Debussy. And it's amazing. I just read yesterday, in fact, one of Oscar Levant's memoirs saying that he didn't think Sergei Rachmaninoff had ever played Debussy, but there he is playing Debussy. And the other side's Debussy, too. He apparently liked it. Mose Tapiero, the Vedova Allegra, Merry Widow Waltz. And if I ever find Mose Tapiero records, I cherish them because he is one of the most amazing musicians who has ever lived that nobody seems to know about. And that was around 1910 on the Ethnic series on Columbia, but very nice stuff. This is radio, and we like all kinds of things. We also like a vacation too. We do like that very much, and that may not surprise anyone. I'm Andy Senior, and I need to get in touch with my inner sloth. Xavier, or however you want to pronounce his name, Cugat. And his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, 1935. Jealousy.
dark, I'll take your hand and guide you. I'll be faithful. You'll always be in my heart. Always love you, just as I do. There'll be no other lips, no other arms but yours. I shall be faithful, faithful to you.
Sidney Vishay and his New Orleans Feet Warmers, 1932, an HMV pressing, very well recorded, Sweetie Dear, and that's sweet, that is nice. Before which we had Jan Garber, when trying to sound almost exactly like Guy Lombardo, Lou Palmer on the vocal, and Guy approved of that, he winked at it, he said, okay, you can go do it, because... You know, there's enough music out there for all of us. I'll Be Faithful, 1933. And, yes, that's the best thing. Well, that's the only answer to Jealousy, I suppose, or Jealousy, which was from 1935. Xavier, I feel like saying that down in my throat, but I might bring up something I shouldn't. The Kugat Orchestra at the Waldorf, 1935, Jealousy on Victor. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm glad my name can be pronounced by me at any rate. I have those that when you start anything with X, it throws me. I know the Greeks say Xanthi or different things like that, and it's tough to get that. I know there's some dish that's served at our local restaurant with that title, but you can if you do that too much, you're liable to you're gonna need a handkerchief. Which I don't, by the way. Finally, I'm so glad. Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers in 1935 on Decca. I wish I were Aladdin, and I have no apologies for this song. It is just, I don't know. You can figure it out. I can't.
I wish I were Aladdin. How lucky I would be. I'd rub my little lamp and I'd wish that you would fall in love with me. I wish that I were Winkle, who slept for 20 years. Imagine 20 years to dream of you. Would that be heavenly? If I could cast a magic spell when I feel blue, I would wave my wand and call for wonderful you. But if I were certain we'd never ever part, I wouldn't want to be Aladdin. I wouldn't want to be Rip Van Winkle. Just want to be the only one in your heart. I were Aladdin, how lucky I would be. I'd rub my little lamp and I'd wish that you. I wish that I were Winkle. You know he slept for 20 years. Just imagine 20 years to dream of you. Oh, heavenly, if I could cast a magic spell when I'm feeling blue, I would wave my wand and call for wonderful you. But if I were certain we would never ever part, I wouldn't want to be Aladdin, and I wouldn't want to be Rip Van Winkle. Just want to be the only one in your heart.
There was a young lady from Worcester who thought a young man had seduced her. She awoke to find it was all in her mind. A coil in the spring had goosed her. Aye, aye, aye. In China they never eat chili. If you don't like this verse, there are others much worse. So waltz me around again, Willie. Aye, 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 aye. This song is certainly silly. The following verse is much worse than the first. That's two warnings enough for most people. So waltz me around again, Willie. There was a young lady from Gloucester whose parents thought they had lost her, till they found in the grass the print of a rod, and the knees of the man who had crossed her. Ti-yi-yi-yi. In China they never eat chili. If you don't like this voice, the cough is the choice. Wash me around again, blur. Around and round and round. There was a young girl from Poughkeepsie, had her fortune read by a gypsy. The old woman said, let me see your palm, my dear. You had a man in your bed. She says, it don't count, I was tipsy. Don't explain it to her, let her get it herself. If you don't like this verse, her mother's much worse. There was a young soldier named Blair, who had an affair on a stair. He stumbled by heck, and he near broke his neck, and his rifle went off in the air. Ay, ay, ay. In China they never eat chili. If you don't like this verse, there are others much worse. Wolf me around again, Willie. Here's one you all know. There was a young girl we called Myrtle, who fell in love with a turtle. In 9 months to the day, she had twins. So they say, which proves that the turtle was fertile. Ay, 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 ay. In China they never eat chili. If you don't like the spurs, there are others much worse. There was a young lady from Exeter, so pretty, the boys craned their necks at her. And one was so brave as to quite flippantly wave a distinguishing mark of his sex at her. Ay, 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 I told you this song would be silly, but you can all relax, cause honest folks, this is the end for me, you know. Oh, William, oh, pardon me. Oh, William. Do all right in the hog calling contest. Waltz me around once again.
Looking at me for? Ain't gonna lead me to sorrow and sin no more. No, sir, no more. Too many times you got under my skin. I'm through with you, old square face. Ain't gonna get me again. No, sir, ain't gonna get me again. Thank you. Jiffy. What you keep hanging round for? What's that you say? It's time to begin? Well, just once more. Might as well bring those pink elephants in. Man, I'm feeling low, old square face. You know, you got me again. Yes, sir. You really got me that time.
Gene Gifford and his orchestra, and that's Wingy Minone on the vocal, and lots of great Bunny Berrigan in there, too. Great, great group. Squareface, 1935, and that could have been the theme song of Frankenstein. Except it's about a bottle of gin. I forgot about that, yes. Before that, a record which I have there's no provenance to that. I don't know anything about the artist. I don't even know when it was recorded. But I found it a while ago, and I finally got around to playing it, and I realize it's sort of worthy of one listen, maybe. Dione Parrish on the Dione. It's D-E-O-N-E. And if anybody knows anything about her, let me know. Waltz Me Around Once Again, and I would put that strongly in the category of immortalia, and you all know what that is. Frank Crummett did it, but he cleaned it up, but that's what immortalia was, but he didn't sing that one. Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, I Wish I Were Aladdin, in 1935. Well, you can wish all you want. But nothing's going to come out of that lamp. This is Radiola, and our lamp is low. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm over but not out. Let's just say that I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1934, Delta Serenade. Thank you. Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings, the other side of the one I pretty much got started with here. Boogie Woogie Stomp, and that's Albert Ammons playing more in the style that people are used to. 1936, but very, good records. That's such lively stuff. It's just a joy to listen to that. Before that, also a joy is Benny Goodman, but a record you've certainly heard before, King Porter Stomp from 1935, HMV pressing, but I try not to monkey with these things too much, because I don't want to, there's sound in there that you don't want to get rid of, you don't want to fuss with it too much, so I clean it up enough so that it's at least palatable, but not, I don't destroy it, I hope. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1934, Delta Serenade, and that's sweet stuff. Yes, the Duke. This is Radiola. I am Andy Senior. There are a lot of things I want to do. My new cri de coeur, or whatever you want to call it, is I won't have succeeded until I've failed at everything. So I've got a few more things to fail at, and I haven't been able to do that lately. Fats Waller, 1937, one of the most amazing solos he did ever, because it's pensive in addition to being hot jazz, and I love it. T for Two.
that evening sun go down. Cause my baby, he has done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring drags that man around by her apron string. If it wasn't for powder and for store-bought hair, that man of mine, he wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. That man got a heart like a rocket in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. I love that man like a schoolboy loves his pie. Like an old Kentucky colonel loves his rock and rye. And I love my baby until the day I die. Mississippi River, long, deep and wide, I gotta find my sweet man on the other side. Get me back to St. Louis, get me back to St. Louis, get me back to St. Louis, I'll lose those mean old blues.
Maxine Sullivan, beautiful record, with the John Kirby Orchestra. John Kirby's on bass, of course. Charlie Shavers on trumpet. Buster Bailey on clarinet. Russell Prokop on sax. Or the other way around, I'm not sure. Billy Kyle on piano and O'Neill Spencer on drums with the St. Louis Blues in 1941. Before that, Fats Waller, T for Two, 1937. Well, I have to say I appreciate you for being on this ride with me, and I vastly and deeply am thankful and grateful for your time spent listening to my stuff and my sharing my records. I'm going to take a little time off, but not much, and I'm certainly going to come back. But as Shackleton said, I may be some time. But it'll be some time, I hope. Finish with something lovely. Claude Thornhill and his orchestra. Seasonally appropriate, by the way. 1941, Snowfall.